Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartmann program. I'm Alex Lawson. I am filling in for Tom, and it's really my great pleasure to be joined by linguist and author, Professor George Lakoff, who wrote numerous books. Don't Think of an Elephant, I think, is the one that that everybody knows. George, thank you so much for joining us on the Tom Hartmann program.
A pleasure to be on the Tom Hartmann program again.
So I invited George on because we actually do a lot of talking and working on talking about an issue that I've spoken on this show whenever I get to sit in this seat, student debt, and how it is a burden and a trap that Americans fall into. And, you know, my rhetoric, George, is a little bit simplistic sometimes, but I don't think it's wrong. I got to interview Stephanie Kelton, and, you know, basically, because I always say, look, there's these greedy liars on Wall Street. They've only got one game, and it's to reach into our pocket and steal our money. But sometimes it looks slightly different, like with healthcare. You know, they actually turn the people into these profit centers. And that's more like what's going on when it comes to student debt. For a variety of policy reasons, people became potential profit centers for the student debt industry. And I think that you're talking about it as a student debt trap is actually the way that makes so much sense for how it gets people, right? Like everyone's told, oh, this is what you do in America. You go to college and that lets you get a better job. But, you know, the intricacies of student debt are kind of left out of that. So can you talk just a little bit about why you think that talking about it as a trap is the right and fair way to discuss this issue?
There are a number of issues. We'll come back to the issue of making more money by going to college, and why that probably isn't really the issue here. The big thing about it is this. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. Here's what I think is going on with the student debt trap. The Department of Education gave out loans, and they gave them out at higher rates, let's say, than mortgage rates. And people who assumed that they could pay back the loans simply by going to college and then getting a job, took these loans, and their loans at a fixed rate. you know, higher than mortgage rates, but not super high. And they were told, here's the amount you will have to pay back. However, the Department of Education had no way to collect these loans. Being the Department of Education, they didn't have a collection agency, so they outsourced it. And they outsourced it to two shark agencies, businesses, actually. Navient being the worst of them, but another one called Sallie Mae, which is a sort of private public thing. That is, it's a private company that works with various public agencies. And what they did, they got the ability in the course of being outsourced to change the conditions of the loans if people didn't pay on time. And what they did as soon as possible was to change the conditions of the loan so that first it went from simple interest to compound interest, and then the interest rates went up as soon as there was any delay in payment or anyway, which was incredibly punitive. So with the interest rates going up, say, to 8% often compounded, the amount of debt ballooned. So what a student signed up for all of a sudden was two times, three times, five times as much after several years as they had expected. And so that is part of the trap. They got trapped into this thing. It wasn't what they thought they signed up for. And, you know, and Navient, for example, when asked about this, said, we make money. We're not trying to be kind to people who have borrowed money. We make money on them. And that's right. They make money on students. And so did Sallie Mae. So, and they're still doing this. And the amount of debt is amazing. It's about $1.4 trillion. There are 44 million people, 44 million students in debt. And their families amount to 110 million if you add up their parents or spouses and so on. And the effect of this debt is not obvious. The first thing about it is you can't get credit. That is, you can't, you know, buy a car on credit. You can't buy a house on credit. You can't do anything on credit.
George, can I interrupt you to just put this just one anecdote to that? I was talking with a colleague, and we were talking about the debt trap, exactly what you just laid out, and he was saying, "Oh, that's such a brilliant, you know, framing of it, and it really is a trap." And then he said, "He's like, well, you know, I didn't fall in the trap." Because, you know, I'm able to make my payments. But then he said this. He said, I'm not able to buy a house right now because of my student debt. And we were like, that's the trap. You are in the trap. That's the trap right there. It's very powerful propaganda that's put on people so that they don't believe that they are in the trap, even when they are. They, you know, just saying things like, I can't buy a house because of my student debt, and kind of accepting that as normal, I think is what we're up against. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's exactly right. That is what everybody is up against, what 44 million students are up against. 44 million people, you know, and if they're married, you know, many more than that. So, I mean, this is quite remarkable that it's this many people, like a seventh of our population. It's incredible. Now, the other thing to think about is that if that debt weren't there, these would be productive people. They'd be people who went to college, who you know, took debt in order to go to college, who are very devoted to getting an education. They'd be people in the economy, you know, buying not just houses and cars, but all sorts of other things. They'd be able to have better jobs. They'd be able to have families. The amount of money going into the economy, if they didn't have this debt, would be enormous. There would be a huge, huge economic stimulus without this debt.
which I had Stephanie Kelton on another time. I was guest hosting the Tom Hartman program to talk about the Levy Center report on just that fact, the massive economic implications of canceling that student debt. So if you just cancel that student debt, the massive benefit to the economy. George, in a couple minutes left before we go to break, what about the moral implications of this? Like, what is the people just accept that this is the way it is, but this isn't the way it's ever been. This is a novel and terrible idea, a failed social experiment that we are that we have right now in terms of people want to get an education, and because of that, they load themselves up with debt that they might never be able to escape, and oftentimes blame themselves for that when actually it's a predatory system.
Well, that's right, but there are two different moral issues here, and they're opposites in our culture. I mean, this is what, you know, progressives and conservatives are about. The progressive end says we have a government that's supposed to be of, by, and for the people, and for the people means making sure the people are well off and taken care of. The alternative, what I call a strict father view, is that you're on your own, it's your responsibility for everything, and if you took debt, you're responsible for it, and nobody else, and that's that. And those are the two views that you have around the country. People will say, if you're in debt, too bad, you took it.
I've seen that, definitely. I don't totally understand where that comes from with people, but, you know, I think that if people understand just how predatory this system is. And, you know, I think Navient and Sallie Mae, they're just those greedy liars on Wall Street. They might not live actually on Wall Street, but it's the same thing we're seeing in other sectors of our economy where, you know, there's a small band of people who are becoming fabulously rich by actually perverting public resources, right? So the loans were initiated by the taxpayers, by the government. And public universities used to be affordable or free. And that's where we have to get back to. But we also have to tackle the staggering amount of student debt that's out there right now. Professor Lakoff, people want to learn more about the work that you do. What's the website they can go to find out more about your work?
One of them is framelab.us, www.framelab.us one, or my own website is www.georgelakoff.com.
You can follow at George Lakoff on Twitter.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit tomhartman.com for audio and video archives.